My guest at this time is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist, best-selling author of a number of titles. Until this one, the most recent is Crimes Against Liberty. His brand new edition is The Great Destroyer, Barack Obama's War on the Republic. And David, it's always good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you. Great to be here.
Each of these chapters is the war on, fill in the blank, the war on America, the war on the right, the war on culture and values and so forth. A lot of different things to get to in our time. But one of the things that is obvious right from the get-go, from your introduction and in a lot of these different chapters, is just how much unilateral action this administration seems to be taking, which in some cases gets attention from Congress when it's recess appointments that might not actually be in a recess and so forth. But you document a lot of things in here on a whole lot of different issues about how this administration is doing its best to remove Congress from the mix. Is the administration actually doing this legally?
No. They'll do end runs through the EPA and various other administrative agencies to accomplish what they could not accomplish through the democratic process, i.e. the legislature, the Congress. And so the EPA will impose new rules. They've even got collusive lawsuits by complainants, EPA green groups, who will file lawsuits demanding policies that the EPA actually wants to implement. And then they'll enter into a collusive bargain and a consent decree where, in effect, the EPA funds the lawsuit to go back against the EPA and ultimately impose an environmental rule that the Congress wouldn't even impose. So that's there are so many examples, of how he's doing end runs around Congress. There's no question about it.
Well, let's talk about the war on America, that first chapter, briefly. You talk about kind of the apology tour, as it's come to be known, the president apologizing for previous U.S. action, certainly a stepping back from the idea of American exceptionalism. You even provide anecdotes of the president, of course, apologizing for the inadvertent burning of Korans in Afghanistan, even though the retaliation to that had got U.S. soldiers killed. What's the impact of the president kind of having that "I'm sorry" attitude on the world stage?
Well, it diminishes the stature of the United States, and I don't think that bothers Obama because he doesn't like the idea that the United States is the world's sole superpower. He's doing his best to undermine our national defense readiness and capability, and I can take you through chapter and verse on that. But he doesn't just apologize on the Korans. He goes to the Indonesians and apologizes because we're Americans distrust Islam. He goes to Mumbai, tells the people there that we distrust the Indian call centers because we're kind of a bigoted bunch of rubes, country rubes in America. He has a White House military cookout where he calls the founders of the nation men of property and privilege and wealth. Requests that he be able to apologize for Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Japanese vice president says it's a non-starter. Even he won't allow it. So the next year he sends Ambassador John Roos to do the same thing. It's an amazing, how much he's apologizing for America and demonizing business, saying that our business is becoming soft and lazy and has lost its ambition. He's submitting various laws to our human rights, to the UN Human Rights Council for review, like the Arizona immigration law, complains that the United States discriminates against LGBTs and against Hispanics, blacks, and other minorities, and that he's trying to correct that through legislative and administrative action. But it's not him, of course. It's pre-Obama America and stubborn forces in the Republican Party who are bigoted, and U.S. courts who define the Constitution narrowly, focusing on due process and equal protection. So his Congress has seen to it that we would redistribute wealth to share the prosperity and healthy lives through his Obamacare. I mean, I could go on and on, as I do in The Great Destroyer, for 400 pages and give you chapter and verse on this.
The book is The Great Destroyer. The author is David Limbaugh. And David, you talked a lot about some of the accusations that are flung from this administration toward Republicans. A lot of times it's racial. It's certainly been described as a war on women and so forth, depending upon the policy. And you talk about that fight over contraception, the HHS mandate in the book as well. One of the things you also mentioned in the chapter in The War on the Right is civility for thee, but not for me, especially in the wake of the horrific Gabby Giffords shooting and the others that were killed in Tucson about a year and a half ago. Talk about how it's been demanded of the right, but not necessarily returned in kind.
Well, it's absurd. He exploited the Jared Loughner shooting, Gabby Giffords and others, and calls for civility, subtly implying that it was Sarah Palin with her figurative bullseye target on Democratic congressional districts, which everyone knows was figurative. And he says that we've drummed up, and then the left has been doing this since Clinton in the 90s and talk radio, saying that they incite people to violence. Of course, we see the violence is not from the Tea Party at all. It's from the Occupy Wall Street and the union thugs. It's always from the almost always from the left. And then after having demanded that we be civil and bipartisan, conciliatory, then Obama goes out and calls us hostage takers, says the empire's striking back, says we want a small America, says that we want dirty air, dirty water, don't care about the poor and those with disabilities, autism. We are engaging in a race to the bottom. So we want to wipe out the basic protections, the safety net. And then he divides us along racial lines and gender lines and sexual preference lines. Economic class. I mean, it's just one divisive battle after another. And after promising to be the most postpartisan, conciliatory president ever, it's determined that by poll that at the end of the second year he's the most polarizing president. 81% Democrats support him, 13% Republicans for a 68% gap. So it's pretty striking the contrast between his rhetoric and his actions.
David Limbaugh is a nationally syndicated columnist. He is also the author of The Great Destroyer, Barack Obama's War on the Republic. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.